And this the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha Tula. How could that be? How could the Kedusha go off by itself? If somebody said to his wife, he wants to be Mekadesh's wife, he makes Kedushin, and he says, today you should be my wife, but tomorrow, I don't want you to be my wife. Is Minafka b'la get? Does she go out without a get? But there's a kasha on Ula. How could Ula say if you makdish these trees, only kol zaman it's not cut down, that when it gets cut down, automatically the Kedusha goes off? So you see Kedusha goes off by itself, and here the Chura by Kedusha, for sure it's not that way. If you're Makadish your wife, the Kedusha Saguf is, that once you're Makadish her, vice versa, Kedusha is also called like a Kedusha. You're Makadish her, give a Kedusha. And once the Kedusha's Chala doesn't go off by itself, even if you only made it for one day, but automatically it stays until you give her a get, so here also the Kedusha should stay until you come and make a pidgin. That was Rav Hamnuna's Kasha back to Ula. So the Ran explains one way to say is that maybe Ula argues, and Ula holds no, even by Kedusha Saguf, it could be the Kedusha goes off right away, and it's possible to say even by Kedusha also, if you Makadish your wife just for one day, so then maybe according to Ula, the Kedusha goes off. That's one side of the Ran. The other side is no, the Ran says it could be that Ula really agrees to Rav Hamnuna. So in the case where you marry your wife, Kedusha Isha, there's no such thing as the Kedusha goes off by itself. There's never a case that it goes off. You have to have a get. Ma'ashenken, the Ran explains, by Kedusha, there is a case of Kedusha's Domim, where you makdish it only for a certain amount of time, and then by itself, automatically it goes off. So Ula holds there's no difference by Kedusha and by Hegdish between Kedusha's Domim and Kedusha's Aguf. By both of them, it could be the Kedusha goes off at the time when it's supposed to. But by Kedusha Isha, there it could be Ula maybe agrees that since by Kedusha and Isha, there's never a case that the Kedusha should go off by itself. Therefore, it could be maybe Ula agrees to Rav Hamnuna that when you Kadosh and Isha, the Kedusha never goes off. Even though you only Mekadosh for one day, it stays unless you give her a get. But our co-opponent Rav Hamnuna argues on Ula and says no, that you should know the Chura the Kedusha does not go off by itself. So Malay Rava wanted to answer back. Rava said like this, back to Rav Hamnuna, like to answer Ula. Omalei Rava, Miko Madmis Kedushas Domim L'Kedushas Aguf. How could you prove one case from another case? Like Rava wants to be Mekadosh, that's what Al-Gemara says. If somebody says, I want to be Mekadosh, my trees, until they got cut down, it doesn't mean you wanted to make it a Kedusha Saguf. It means you only made a Kedusha Domim. You said like the value of these trees, the money value of it, should belong to Hegdish. So therefore, if somebody wants to buy these trees now, the money belongs to Hegdish. But the Guf of the tree is not Kaddish, that's called Kedusha Domim. So therefore, Rava says, when did Ula say that the Kedusha goes off by itself? That's by Kedusha Domim. But over here, when you marry your wife, that's called the Kedusha Saguf. You put a Kedusha upon your wife, that there it could be Ula agrees that the Kedusha does not go off. So that's what Rabbi is back to Rav Hamnuna. Again, Miko Madmes Kedushas Domim, the Kedusha Saguf. Kedushas Domim, Poka Bechdi. It could be that when you only makdish the tree or the talus for its value, for the money that it's worth, that if somebody wants to be paid to it now, the money goes in place of the Kedusha, the money goes to Hegdish, and the Chepetz becomes Mutta. Over here, Ula says, if you're only makdish it for a Zman, you only makdish these trees, kol Zman they're staying up, but once they got knocked down, you don't want it to be Kaddish, it could be the Kedusha goes off. But Kedusha is Haguf, that's what you're asking me, Akasha, when you marry your wife, there I agree to you that a Kedusha Saguf does not go off. Can't go off by itself. Over there, even though you only make it for a Zman, it automatically stays until you do something to take it off. Until either by Kedusha and you poyder it, or else by Hegdish, or else by Kedusha you have to give your wife a get. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, now no, Kedusha Saguf lepoka vechdi, like you want to tell me according to Ula, he holds that Kedusha Saguf does not go off by itself? Like in the case where Poshet, according to Ula, you makdish something only for a Zman, up until a certain amount of time, like here until the talus gets burnt, So Parshat Ula is saying that when the talis does get burnt, by itself automatically the Kedusha goes off. So you want to say, Rav, it's only by Kedushas Domim, not by Kedushas Aguf. So Abaye says back, no, Mashmul holds even by Kedushas Aguf, the Kedusha would go off. That's Abaye's kash, Omulay Abaye. And Kedushas Aguf, Lepoka Bechdi, you want to tell me, Ula Shittur is that when you makdish something for the Guf, for the Chefet itself, the object itself, then the Kedusha cannot go off by itself. I'll prove you not like that. For your Tanya will not like this. If somebody says, Shor ze oila, this Shor should be a Korban oila, Kol Lamed Yoim. For 30 days I want it to be a Korban oila. Ulachad Lamed Yoim. After 30 days you should know, Shlamim, I want it to be a Korban Shlamim. I'm only making this Shor to be a Korban oila Mamish for 30 days. After 30 days I want it to be a Shlamim. So halacha is kol lamid yoyim oila. The first 30 days this animal is a korban oila. It has kedushas oila. And liyacha lamid yoyim, but after 30 days goes by, shlomim, this animal becomes into a kedusha shlomim. So kasher is, how could that be? Kol zaman that has kedushas oila on the animal, it can't become a korban shlomim. So it has to be that since you said the kedushas of the korban oila should only be for 30 days, that at the end of the 30 days the kedusha goes off by itself. So the chori see even the kedushas aguf is poka bechti, and therefore once the kedushas aguf goes off, then it's good that the kedusha shlonim could be chal on it. So that's the bias kasha. You see, there is a man the yama which the chori is ula that holds the kedushas aguf does go off by itself. And this Gemara says back, no, who told you so? Amai kedushas aguf ninu. That's what I want to say. And this is part of Abaye. Like amai war, the churis kedushas aguf ninu. Opoka vechdi. So this is what Abaye wanted to prove. You see, there is a man the yama that holds even kedushas aguf of a korban oila on the shore goes off by itself after 30 days. And this Gemara says back, no, could be there's no proof. Hocha v'may askinon. You know what we're talking about over. You know what we're talking about over here. The Omar LeDemei. It could be this is also only a case of kedushas damim. That you said the shor should first be a korban oila. You did not mean that it really should have kedushas aguf. And like the Ran speaks out, it's talking about that the animal is a mum. Because if the animal is a tam, then automatically the kedushas aguf is chal. Even if you only makdish it ledomim, automatically by itself, migu de nachti kedushas domim is nachti kedushas aguf. Automatically it would have turned in to be a kedushas aguf. So we're talking about now you have an animal that's a mum. If it has the mum, it can't have kedushas aguf. You can't use this animal for a korban. So that's what we're talking about over here. You have this animal that has a mum, has a blemish on it, that you can't use it for korban anyway. So therefore all you are makdish it is just the value of it, that you plan to sell it, and the money goes to Hegdish. So if so, then it's good. That's what we're answering Ula all along. That by Kedushas Domim, Ula holds, the Kedusha goes off by itself. So then there's no kasha like Rav Hamnuna, there's no kasha anymore. That this could also only be a case of Kedushas Domim, but we have no proof that there's such a man the Yom, that even by Kedushas Aguf, the Kedusha would go off by itself. The Gemara says, no, Ihochi, if so, if you want to tell me this Bryce is talking about Kedushas Domim, if so, Amos Sefer. What does the next case say? The end of this Bryce says like this. It says that if somebody says, Li'achar Lamid Yoim Oila, after 30 days you want this shore, this animal, to become into a Korban Oila. After 30 days. U'mayachshav, but from now, what do you want it to be right now? U'mayachshav Shlomim, right now you want it to be a Korban Shlomim. So it says it's Chal, so right now it's a Korban Shlomim, and later, after 30 days, what you have to say is, the Kedusha Shlomim goes off by itself, and automatically it's Chal Kedusha Sayla. So now, what do we need two cases for? Is Iyam Rit Bishlem, it's very good if you want to tell me, Chodo V'Kedusha Saguf. One of these two cases is talking about a Kedusha Saguf. V'Chodo V'Kedusha Domin. And one of the two cases is only by Kedusha Domin. Is Hainu D'Yitzrach Leit Latana L'Nisne Tarti. That's why we have to have two cases here. Like L'Chur, the Kasher is, both cases are saying the exact same thing. It's saying that it's possible to make this animal a Korban Oila for 30 days, and at the end of 30 days you want the Kedushas Oila to go off it, and it should automatically become a Kavri Shlomim. So why does the Brayer have to say it two times? So if you want to tell me that true, if a wood only said it one time, I would only know Kedushas Damim. That's simple. In a case where the animal was a Baal Mum, it can't have a Kedushas Aguf. Then we understand that the Kedusha is only Ladomim, it's not such a strong Kedusha. So if you only made the Kedusha for 30 days, at the end of 30 days it goes away. How come the Tana had to say a second case? So the second case is to teach us that even by a Kedusha Saguf, even where the animal was a Tam, had no Mum, the animal was able to be a regular Korban. So if you say it should be a Korban Ola for 30 days, and at the end of 30 days you want it to be a Shlomim, it says here that the Kedushas Ola goes off by itself after 30 days, and it becomes a Korban Shlomim. So then it's very good. So that's the Raya to Abaya, that you see there is a Man Diyama that holds, even by a pure Kedushas Aguf, where the animal now has a Kedushas Korban Ola on it, after 30 days the Kedusha goes off, and that's why the Korban Shlomim is Chal. So it's good why the Tana had to tell us two cases. Because if we would have only said one case, you would have thought it's only the simple case of the Kedushas Domim, but you would not know even by Kedushas Aguf. Because the Salka Daita Chaminach, I would have thought, Kedushas Aguf, Lepoka Bechdi, if we would have only said one case, I would have said for sure it cannot be talking about where the animal is a Tam, and it's a regular Korban Ola, and it's a Kedushas Aguf. Because then I would have thought, by a Kedushas Aguf, once it's here, it doesn't go off by Bechdi by itself. But Kedushas Domim, Poka Bechdi, but I would have thought only Kedushas Domim, that Kedusha could go off by itself. So therefore, Amti Lahochi Tani Tati, that's why the Tana here had to say two cases, not just one, because from one we can make a mistake and think only by Kedushas Domim. But now that it says two cases, why do we need both cases? So it has to be one true was to teach us Kedushas Domim, but the second case is to teach us that even by Kedusha Saguf, also the Kedusha goes off by itself. This is the Raya to Abaya, that's Pshanula, that even by Kedusha Saguf, we say it goes off by itself. But Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, the way you want to answer Rava, that Edi V'Edi, Kedushas Domim, that both of these cases is only talking about, where you mark the shirt for the value of it, for the Domim of it, if so, Lomali L'misne Tati, what do you have to have two cases for? What do we need two cases here for? Hashda yesh loima mikedusha chamura likedusha kalapoka. If you want to tell me from a kedusha chamura means from a korban oila, which is more chomer than a korban shlomim, that because oila is kodesh kadoshim, korban shlomim is only kodeshim kalim. So if the first case says what? If you first make it a korban oila for 30 days, and then you want it to be a Korban Shlomim. So you're telling me now the Kedusha Chamura of the Korban Ola goes off after 30 days. And then it comes on at the simple Kedusha of Korban Shlomim. Is the opposite way the Chur is Pshita. Me Kedusha Kala, where you first want to make it a Korban Shlomim. Le Kedusha Chamura, then you want to make it a Korban Ola. Tzrich Lameima, do you have to have it? So Chur, what do we have to have two cases here for? So if they're both talking about Kedushas Domim, we don't need both cases. If both cases are only talking about Kedushas Domim, then it should have only said one case, where first you made it into a Kedushas Oila, which a Kedushas Oila is more Chomor, because that's a Kedush Kedoshim, it's Kula Kolol. So even though it's only Kedushas Domim, but you made it a Kedushas Domim of a Chomerdik Korbin of Kedushas Oila, and then since you only made it for 30 days, it's a tremendous chiddush that after 30 days that kedusha goes off it, and automatically it's chal kedusha shlamim. So once you tell me that case, there's no purpose to have the second case. If both cases are only talking about kedushas domim, what do we need two cases for? So this is the proof, like Abaye says, that there is a man the yomer that even by kedushas haguf we say takas poka bechdi, that you made this korban ola here only for 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, the Korban Ola goes off it, and therefore automatically it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim on it. So that's the Raya to Abaye. Now the Gemara says, the Chura, Leima Tia Betufta de Bapodo, the Yoma Leipoka Kedusha Bechdi, the Chura, this Brisa, now this Mishnah should be a Kashan Bapodo. Bapodo is the one that said before, even though you maktish this tree, or this talus, which only has the Kedusha's Domin, you're only maktish it Ledomin. Still, Barpotis says, if you are makdish it, kol zaman it's not chopped down. Or you makdish the talis, kol zaman it's not burnt. So Barpotis says, even later when it gets burnt, or even later when the tree gets knocked down, the kedusha does not go off. It's not poka, it does not go away by itself. Once the kedusha was chal, it stays there. How does it go off? If you make a pidyon later. Since it only has kedushas domim now, if you go and make a pidyon when you pay to the kedusha, you take off the kedusha. But if you don't go to make a pidyon by itself, by pod holds, the kedusha does not go off. So Chodesh Brisa says often clearly, not like by poda. Because over here, even if you want to be matzah and say,